This is actually a mimic snake.
This has been a mimic snake all along.
And you're listening to Monster in My Podcast.
And this is a Gary and Cole.
There's a monster in my podcast.
So the mimic snake, he does not mimic the appearance. He mimics the sound, such as pretending to be on a podcast and getting people's trust.
Yeah.
You know.
I was thinking about this in terms of, I think that's, you know, generally what mimicry is. And it is only because of D&D that we think of mimics. D&D. That we think about mimics as anything else.
Oh, yeah.
But in reading this, I was thinking about, what if the chest in Dark Souls looked like mimics all the time, but they just made the sounds like a treasure chest? And that's how they tried to attract you.
So they're just like standing there, like making the sound of existing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, the sound of wood.
Yeah.
Like being.
Yeah, I was about to say like, oh, maybe like a creak or a groan, but no, that only happens when wood is put under stress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Huh. Or when it's settling.
Yeah. No, in that case, pretty much everything in my house that doesn't make noise is a mimic, is a treasure chest mimic.
Prey 2017.
Oh no.
So this is a snake. And it can make sounds like not a snake.
Yes. It's maybe like a lyre bird.
Yeah.
You know, you've seen the video of the lyre bird?
Sure, the one that makes the camera noise.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty astounding.
Yeah.
Stuff. So this guy could do that. This would be any kind of noise that this guy's around a lot he can make. But that's really it. Like, this is in the barely magical, like barely noteworthy section of this monster's manual.
I've never heard a snake make a sound other than hissing.
I've heard that they rattle.
Okay, I mean, like with its front end.
Okay. They
okay. Thanks. thanks, Gary Esquire, lawyering my fucking observation. Okay.
Well, in terms of snake law, our observation,
it's very complicated.
Yeah, it's very complicated.
Yeah.
How fucking weird is it that snakes lay eggs, man?
That's pretty weird.
Yeah. And they just kind of come out of the side of them. Like, it's really weird to think of a snake as having parts other than a head and then just the rest.
Yeah. But like scientists have determined, like, oh, snakes actually do have legs. They're just like vestigial and interior. Like, this is where the leg would be if this wasn't a lizard that God gave up on.
If you were skinking.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Skinking hard or hardly skinking.
Yeah.
You know?
But no, this is a whistling snake, and the shadow talk is mostly about whether or not you could keep one as a pet.
Yeah. And then also just kind of about like where they are and how they don't hurt people.
Right.
Like, it's a real like, hey kids, there's no adventure.
Right.
kind of situation. Like, these do not present danger or threat or anything. Nobody's talking about eating them.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, they just exist and you exist and you go do shadow runs over here. It reminds me, Michael Cooperman, who is a comics guy who I love very dearly. Has a very funny series of fake comic book covers.
Okay.
That are all like public domain superheroes.
Okay.
Or, you know, heroes and stuff. And they had one is Dracula and it's maybe John Wayne, who is not a superhero, but just, it might not be John Wayne just for the purpose of the joke.
Okay.
But the cover is just them talking to each other, and Dracula's like, I'm gonna go suck some blood. And John Wayne goes, okay, I'll be over here wrestling a Bronco, roping up a Bronco. And like, that's it. Like, just going through their individual monoverbs.
Yep.
That's it.
It is the left facing page is all Dracula and the right facing page is all John Wayne.
Which I would fucking love, dude.
Yeah. Like, just this weird little duplex story.
Just the, you know, well, as a vampire, I enjoy this. Okay. But as a Frankenstein, I enjoy this. You know, it's like that.
Oh man, Frankensteins make Frankensteins talk like this, and Dracula's talk like just this jokes like this, while Dracula's make Frankensteins talk like this jokes.
Yeah. Frankensteins say there are two kinds of people. Some of them are Frankensteins, some of them are Draculas. Whereas Draculas say there are two kinds of people. Some of them are snakes, and some of them are John Wayne's. So the idea, we've talked about mimicry quite a bit.
Yeah.
On the show, like, this is a common power. I think this might be the most underwhelming mimicry recipient.
It is a pretty, I'm just going to come out and say this. I think that they squandered.
It's a very beautiful snake. I'm just going
to
say,
I, you know what? I don't care how few friends it makes me. No, it's a pretty, they squandered. This is a squandered opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Hashtag unpopular opinion. This snake is gorgeous.
said by a pelican. Also, I'm not Cole. I've been a pelican the whole time.
Ah,
oh, it's a puffin. Fuck.
Yeah, that's okay. We, you know, snakes make fools of us all. Like, it is, mimic snakes are a land of trickery. And, you know, I'm not surprised that
it
gave us the goofs. If you could mimic any sound, what sound would you be able to mimic?
My parents saying I love you. Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.